We started the week talking all about drive-thrus. Lee and Jess were discussing things that had happened in drive-thrus after that fella drove his caravan and got stuck in the KFC drive-thru in Devonport. And I was talking about the story that my dad always told about a Hungry Jack's drive-thru. And I just thought, why don't we get the man himself to tell the story? Dad's on the line. Dad, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, I heard you talking about things happening drive-thrus, and
I
thought I'd give you a call.
Yeah. Well, you always told me that you were in a Hungry Jack's drive-thru. These are the details I remember. You're in a Hungry Jack's drive-thru. B-52's Rock Lobster came on. You pumped it out of the stereo and everyone got out of their cars in the drive-thru and danced on their roofs.
Yeah, that's right. My old HT wagon had a good power booster in there, so a good sound system, and we're just waiting in line. There's a big line up on a Thursday night, and Rock Lobster came on, and we cranked it up, and people just got out of their cars and started dancing on the bonnet, and it was a crazy scene. And when the song finished, everyone just got back in their car and just moved forward.
Pretend it never happened.
Yeah, it was a crazy scene.
Where, like, you've lived in a few different states, so what state are we talking? Because this sounds like something from a movie or a dream.
Yeah, that was in Queensland at the, Toowong? I think it's the Toowong Hungry Jacks.
Right.
But we're talking a long time ago, mate. That was my old HT wagon. So I was a teenager, or just in the early 20s.
I suppose Queenslanders do that kind of thing. They're happy people because they get all that vitamin D.
There's plenty of it going around up there, so I guess so.
Well,
especially then, because you could afford rentals.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know about that. It was before my time when you could afford them.
Yes, I reckon.
All right, thanks for the anecdote, Dad.
Yeah, no worries, mate. You're always welcome.